Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. So Peter Sprague is a jazz guitar player, very well known in his hometown of San Diego, and he's coming to Laguna as part of Laguna Beach Live's fabulous Jazz Wednesday series. Going to be here on February 3rd, I believe. I'll make sure that's right in a minute when I speak to him on the phone. Peter, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Man, it's very nice to talk to you. I'm a big fan of the kind of jazz that you play. It's not generally kind of straight ahead jazz. There's some almost a kind of rock reggae kind of vibe, and you play a very wicked guitar, which I'd like to hear about more as we go on. But how did you get into this thing? How did you get into jazz? Are you from San Diego originally?
Pretty much. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and then lived in Boulder, Colorado, but lived in California since I was about 6 or 7 years old. And my dad was not making his career as a jazz drummer, but was definitely doing it on the side. And he had all these jazz records, and I actually first started out playing rock, but then I just got a real fondness for that music. And from there, studied a lot and took lessons and went to music school and had some real good fortune. And then I've made my whole life career playing jazz music, and it's a great life.
So your dad was a drummer and you became a musician. It's hard to draw a line between the two, really, isn't it?
Right. I know a lot of drummers that wouldn't be happy with that.
I know, but they're not here, are they? So that's great. I know that in San Diego, you're a living legend. The Tribune really likes your new record, Dreamwalking. And you've won the San Diego Music Award for jazz, but I don't know how many times. In fact, didn't you get a Lifetime Achievement Award this year or last year?
I just did, yeah. Well, it was right in October. Yeah. You know, I've been playing for a long time, and it was really nice to be acknowledged that way, and it was a really cool event. It was down at Humphreys, which is that wonderful outdoor concert venue near the bay, and I had to give an acceptance speech, and that went pretty good, and then we got a chance to play, too, so it was a neat whole setup.
Does it make you feel old to get a Lifetime Achievement Award?
I kind of was thinking that, you know.
Well, you know, looking at your website and checking through the discography, you've been involved in, I don't know, hundreds of records over the years. You must be inspired, especially some of these records were clearly never going to sell 10,000 copies. But, you know, I'm always really blown away and have a lot of respect for musicians that just fall in love with the work and they find ways to make it work for themselves and to be able to continue to express themselves musically as you've done.
I think that's a really good point, and I think for a lot of us musicians, you kind of take on a lot of many different roles to piece together a way to survive and stay creative. And when you're young, you can just do anything because there's so little responsibility. But once life gets amplified, then you need many sources of income to make it work. And so for me, I used to teach a lot. And then in more recent years, I've been really involved in the recording studio.
I want to ask you about the guitar. I'm a guitarist myself. Usually a double neck guitar, the sort of classic ones are like, they've got a 6-string and a 12-string. But yours isn't like that, is it?
Right, Jason, really good observation. And yeah, down through history, a lot of the great rock players have played double necks that are steel string on both necks, but one has 6 and one has 12. But for me, what I was doing at gigs until I got this double neck is every song, pretty much I was switching because I like playing bebop and hard-hitting stuff with the electric guitar, but more gentle ballads and Brazilian music. I love Brazilian music. And then I thought of this idea of having a nylon string, both 6 strings, nylon on one neck, and steel string electric guitar on the other. And it took a while to find somebody to make it. I have an endorsement with Taylor Guitars down here in San Diego, yeah, which is a big company, and they, you know, they just didn't have an impetus to do it. So I found this guy. His name is Andy Powers.
He's a well-known guy, Andy Powers. They usually, is he a lunatic? Because they're usually lunatics, Lutherus, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's way up in the ranks of Taylor Guitars now. I mean, he's flying around in their corporate jet procuring exotic woods from Brazilian rainforest.
Wow, good for him. That's amazing. Listen, tell us about the gig, because we've got a gig coming up on February 3rd for Laguna Beach Live at 7 Degrees, starts at 6 p.m. What have you got? This is a quartet. What's the makeup of the band?
I do like playing in a lot of different kind of configurations, and for this particular concert, it's going to be a quartet with myself. I have a younger brother that's a tenor saxophonist, but he also plays flute, chromatic harmonica, percussion. He'll play with me. A bass player named Mac, who's a young kid that's just shredding down here in San Diego, and then a drummer that I played with for years named Duncan Moore. Our sort of repertoire of music is we do a lot of songs that I've written, and a lot of the stuff I've written is in kind of Brazilian, a few straight ahead tunes. We also play, I'm really into the Beatles, and I have a lot of these, I think, sort of inventive arrangements of the Beatles. Still not jazz damaging the tune. That's the term that I use.
Well,
you've done so much with it, you can't even tell why you've been bothered.
Well, you know, we're excited to have you here. We love Laguna Beach Live and everything they do. I should say again, it's Wednesday, February 3rd, 6 p.m. All ages are welcome at 7 Degrees. That's at 891 Laguna Canyon Road. And it'll be the Peter Sprague Quartet.
Yep.
And it just sounds like it's going to be a lovely evening. Looking forward to seeing that weird guitar of yours.
I'll be sure to bring it, Jason.
Yeah, have fun, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.